Welcome to the Bearcats Insider, brought to you by Truro Mazda. I'm James Faulkner, and joining me is the coach of the Truro Bearcats, Sean Evans. And to coach, a bit of an up-and-down week last week. We talked to the Insider before about kind of missed opportunities that the team has had, and it really felt like that was the case down in Yarmouth. It took the lead early in the third period, but Yarmouth stormed back with four unanswered goals to pick up a 6-4 win. You did return back to the Rec last Saturday and get a good bounce-back win, 6-3 over the Crushers. But what were your overall takeaways from those two games?
Yarmouth, they got the top team of the league. They deserve it. You know, they play a consistent game and they play it for 60 minutes. I mean, credit to them. For 48 minutes, you know what? We played a heck of a game. Unfortunately, it's a 60-minute game, and we had the 4-2 lead. Really pleased with what we were doing. Two plays, goal number three against and goal number four, really cooked their goose. And just the way it is, against a top team like that, you can't allow that to happen. And that only made it 4-4, but that turned the tide of the game. I felt like at 4-2, with 12 minutes left, you know, we were heading in the right direction, and hockey changes quickly, and that night it did, and it didn't in our favor. Not an easy week, not an easy night to come back and play on the Saturday night. So to finish it on a positive, we just got to keep trucking.
How much did the checking from behind penalty to Brendan Bays kind of help to turn that as well? Because that's obviously a big part of the defense that was out the rest of that game in Yarmouth.
Stuff happens.
Sure.
And, you know, going into this weekend, we have five regulars out with injuries. You just got to play the game. It doesn't matter who you got. Doesn't matter what happens. You got to turn the page, and we've struggled with that. You got to turn the page to the next shift. You have a choice. But you don't have a choice. You got to continue to play on, no matter what happens in the game or no matter what happens with your lineup. What that did for Brendan was, you know, he had more energy the next night, positive way I looked at it, and someone else got to play, just like we're going to deal with this weekend.
Yeah. So a busy month ahead, 12 games in February for the Bearcats, and you're heading to Northern New Brunswick, take on Campbellton tonight, and then to Miramichi tomorrow night, then play Miramichi back in Truro on Tuesday. But you've seen Campbellton before. It was a 4-3 shootout loss at the Rec on November 15th, and obviously the first time you've seen Miramichi so far. What do you expectations for this weekend?
Everybody's good. Campbellton's got a good offensive team. We're going in there with 9 forwards and 4D, or maybe 10 forwards, and we're going to have to play awful well and get a good game in net from Connor Martin to have a chance to win. And the next night, you go from a big rink to a small rink against a team that's got two of the top scorers in the league and are fighting to make the playoffs. There's nothing easy happening this month.
All right, so again, the Bearcats on the road this weekend in Campbellton tonight, Miramichi tomorrow. There is a home game on Tuesday against Miramichi. That does it for the Bearcats Insider for this week. For Coach Sean Evans, I'm James Faulkner.